Bible reading is from Jeremiah 7, verse 21 through 28. Jeremiah 7, 21 through 28. Thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I command them, saying, obey my voice. I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. So you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth.
The children of Israel, as we mentioned in the first lesson this morning, were off and on. And God is letting Jeremiah let them know that if they need to make some changes in their life. They'd gotten away from God. They'd gotten a lot like many of the nations around them, and they were disobedient. And really, when we look at these verses this morning in Jeremiah chapter 7, we certainly want to understand that when you look at Israel and their faults, that we need to make sure that those things are not happening in our lives today, and that we are not going away from God as they did. But it's not just the children of Israel, or not just Christians today, but it could be any nation or any group of people at any given time on this earth that could ignore God and not do His will. We live in a nation of freedom. At least we have had for several years. We live in a time when there are many people that are very vocal against God, against God's Word, against what is right. There are many of those who are burning in their own lust to do what they desire rather than accept and live in peace with those who would try to do righteousness. They try to stir the fire and cause those who are trying to live righteous to have miserable lives. And so when you look at Israel and the things they did and compare it to sometimes in people's lives today, perhaps even in our nation or some around the world, the attitude is that a lot of the people want to serve God. Many people want to do that which is right. Hopefully we are striving to do that which is right. But in a world that's gone wrong, not just now, but down through the ages, mankind has gone wrong. In a world that is often wrong, as was in the days of Noah, when every thought and imagination in the heart of man was only evil continually, Noah found grace in the sight of God because he was a man that was trying to do right even when everyone else around him basically was doing wrong. So let's look at some of these things this morning from the book of Jeremiah and look at our own lives today in our own nation and try to realize that in the church, in our lives as Christians, and even in this nation, that we need to be people that are striving to seek God and do His will, because what happens is, like Jeremiah told the people, truth has perished. Truth has perished among the people of Israel, because what he's saying is God has directed you in the way of truth. God has directed you in the way to go. He has told you the way you ought to be living, and you're not living that way. So the way you're living, your actions, your mannerism, the things you're doing in your life and in your worship, there's no truth to it. Truth has perished. So why had truth perished from Judah? Let's pose that question just a minute. Well, you look at Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, and we see why that truth had perished. Now, they had the truth. God gave them the truth. He spoke to them numerous ways and numerous times and in various ways. They had the law of Moses that they were supposedly being taught, yet they had not obeyed it. They had gotten to the point that the Word of God was there, the rules and commandments were there, but they were not obeying it. So the obedience of truth had disappeared in their lives, basically is what he's saying. My Word is no longer in your hearts. So they had listened then to some things that caused them to get away from truth. Could that be happening today? Has that happened today? It has happened down through the ages for many different times in families, in religious activities, in nations of the world. And could it be happening today in our nation? And so we see that it's important that we see the truth of God. And ask yourself the question, am I seeking the truth and am I obeying the truth in my life? And is our nation and is the church of the Lord now seeking the truth as we should? Because if we don't, we're going to perish in the sight of God, because without truth, there's a lot of things that are going to happen, because truth can make us free. It can make us free from ignorance. Obeying the truth can make us free from sin through the blood of Christ. Obeying the truth can set us aright in our life. Obeying the truth can help us to get right morally. Obeying the truth can help us to understand how our thoughts ought to be, so we can have pure thoughts. So truth needs to be in existence in our life. It needs to be active in our life. The truth is there. God's Word is truth. But it needs to be active in our lives. It needs to be believed. It needs to be obeyed. And many times it's not. Well, truth had perished in Judah because they had listened to deceptive and lying words. Look at Jeremiah chapter 7, beginning verse 1. And he tells them some things they had done. And in verse 3, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. And he goes on and says in verse 4, do not trust in deceptive words, as saying, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. They'd been deceived. Their worship was wrong, and we're going to get to that in a minute. He says, go on, verse 5, for if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly practice justice between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the alien, the orphan, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other gods to your own ruin, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Now look at verse 8. Behold, you are trusting in deceptive words to no avail. You see, anything that's not of God, anything that's not of truth, anything that's not of right from God, that's in our life, if we follow otherwise, we're being deceived. So truth had perished in the lives of these people because they had listened to deceptive and lying words. And that can happen today in the church. It can happen today in our lives. It can happen to those around us in our community and in our society and in the world. Think of all the things that's happened since COVID in the United States of America and around the world, but specifically in our nation. So many things that have happened and things that have come out, and the attitude of people, the rights, the disregard for law and order, the disregard for property, the disregard for human life, the disregard for rules and obedience, the disregard for law. It's everywhere. Thankfully, we live in an area here that is not quite so bad. But what happens? What causes that? People get deceived by their own ideals, by their own lust, by deceptive words. Oh, it's okay. Don't punish them. If you punish them, then it'd be rough on them. We better just give them a break. God believes in law and order. God believes in a set of rules, and he asks us to follow. If not, there's consequences. And when the consequences are not given to those who are disobedient, what happens? Wrongdoing prevails. The children of Israel had listened to deceptive and lying words, and there are those today who would have my children, grandchildren, and even you to believe that we need to listen to them. That it's okay to take the life of an unborn child, disregard what it is. There are those today who will try to tell us and impress upon our minds that it's okay that you can be anything you want to be, that you're not really a man if you're born a male, and you're not really a woman if you don't want to be if you're born a female. You see, what that is deceptive words. That's deception being taught, being propagated. What happens is when that overwhelms people, truth perishes in the lives of people. You see evil being lived out in the lives of people, not truth. Well, they had refused to hear God. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 13. Look at that. They trusted in deceptive words. They had refused to hear God. And now, because you have done all these things, declares the Lord, and I spoke to you rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear. I called you, but you did not answer. Does that seem familiar with the things that's going on in people's lives sometimes? Don't listen. They listen to deceptive and lying words that are not of God, and they refuse to hear God. Look at verse 26. These people in that day, they did not listen to me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did evil more than their fathers. Could that be happening today? Truth has perished. Again, why has truth perished from Judah? Well, chapter 7, verses 17 through 18, in verses 30 and 31, they worship God in vain. So look at the steps that took place in the children of Israel, and truth has disappeared out of their lives. There's no longer any culmination of them obeying truth, because it's gone away. The Word of God has gone out of their lives. And so they worshiped in vain. So it not only affects people in their daily lives, in their social lives, in their family lives, and the way they look on things of this of life itself, they make a mockery of all those things. Then it also causes people to worship God in vain. That's what was wrong with the children of Israel. They were worshiping God in vain. Sometimes at the wrong place, sometimes with the wrong offerings. Oh, they were doing some terrible things. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 17 and 18. Do you not see that they are doing what they are doing in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the queen of the heaven, and they pour out libations to their gods in order to spite me. And look at verses 30 and 31 of Jeremiah chapter 7. He says, for the sons of Judah have done that which is evil in my sight, declares the Lord. They have set their detestable things in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, and it did not come into my mind. These people had corrupted their worship to God. Truth had perished. Well, number four, truth had perished in Judah among the Israelites because they walked in their own counsel and the stubbornness of their heart and went backward and not forward, that Jason read a while ago, verse 24. So, we need to be on guard, as we talked about in our first lesson this morning, to what God's Word says. Seek God's Word, learn God's Word, obey God's Word, and share it with others so that truth can live in our lives. No one in this building wants truth to perish from our lives. No one wants the actions that come from the truth to perish from our lives. But it happens when we trust in others, when we're deceived by lying and deceitful words, when we're deceived by false prophets and false teachers, when we conjure up worship and do things in worship and have a heart toward worship that's not acceptable to God and not in keeping with His will. Well, what can be done to keep truth from perishing? Well, what they could have done, as Jeremiah is telling them, is that you can obey God. You can walk in His ways. Jeremiah said in verse 28, "This is the nation that did not obey the voice of the Lord their God or accept correction. Truth has perished, has been cut off from their mouth." So what can be done to keep it from perishing? Obey the voice of God. That's what He wants them to do. Jeremiah said, just obey the voice of God, because God has the truth, and if you'll obey it, you can have truth in your life again. Listen to the truth from God, and when you listen to it and when you obey it, what's that going to do? It's going to correct the problem that's going on in your daily life between you and others, in the worship, and all things wrong. What could that do for us today in our communities, in our nation, and in society, and in religion, if we would just all accept the Word of God? Truth will be brought back, truth could be obeyed, and these things that hinder truth could be brought under control. So, let's think a little bit more about the subject of truth in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 28. The same things that happened to Judah can also cause truth to perish today in our lives and in our nation. I mentioned that in the beginning of the lesson. But think about it. It can happen today in Vinemont, Alabama, West Point, Alabama. It can happen today at the church at Beulah, if we let it. It can happen today in the United States of America on the moral ideals of people. The same thing can happen today if we listen to deceptive words. When it comes to religious matters, the Apostle Paul warned early Christians, and he warns us today, not to follow those who would teach any other gospel, which is not another gospel. He said, there are those who would pervert the gospel of Christ. If any man preach any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Paul warned that anything that's not of truth of God is deceptive gospel. He warns that. So it can happen today if we don't follow the Word of God. 2 John verses 7 through 9. We mentioned that this morning again. John warned about those who would be false teachers. The same thing that happened to Judah can also cause truth to perish today if we refuse to hear God. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 21 explains to us that when we hear God, it's essential that we obey. Jesus said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. And he goes on and gives an illustration of the importance of obeying God, because those that don't obey God are like the foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rains came and the floods rolled, and the house fell because the foundation was not based upon truth. And then he talks about the wise man who did hear God's word. Truth, he built his house upon God's word, the truth, and it stood firm when the storms came. People are falling apart in our nation. There are young children, teenage children, and young adults that are so confused. They're seeking help in drugs. They're seeking help in so many ways, the wrong way. What's caused all that? Well, one thing that's caused it is because people just refuse to hear the truth. So we need to quit listening to deceptive words. We need to accept God's word and hear Him and not man. Truth has perished in Israel, in Judah, and it can happen today if we worship in vain. Again, we talked about worship this morning, and I won't spend much time on this point since we've covered part of it already. But Matthew 15, 8 and 9, Jesus talked about those that in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Truth can perish in a community, in a church, in society, when people follow the commandments of men rather than the commandments of God. That's what it'll get us, away from the truth. If you worship in vain. John 4, 21, 24 again. Worship God in spirit and in truth. Well, so another thing that can happen today that happened in Judah is that if we walk in our own counsel and the stubbornness of our heart, truth can perish from our lives. You know, Jeremiah 10 verse 23 tells us that it's not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 3 and 4, I'd like to take time to turn over there and read those verses, because Paul explains to Timothy that there's going to come a time, there are men now and there's going to be those going forward who are not going to accept truth. They're going to want to follow their own ways. And he said there's danger in that. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 3 and 4. He said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves," or heap to themselves, "teachers in accordance to their own desires." He's talking about religiously speaking, spiritually speaking, the Word of God. That's what he's talking about. "And will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside unto myths." So if we walk in our own counsel rather than the counsel of God, what happens? Truth will perish. Truth will perish. When mankind walks in his own counsel, in his own home, toward his own children, and he teaches them garbage, and he teaches his children things that's not of truth, truth in that family and the existence of obedience to truth will perish. When things that are not true are taught to children and they are programmed to believe that anything goes is all right, that any way you want to act is okay, that anything you want to think that you are is all right. When people are programmed that way, truth has perished. What happens is it turns people away from God. Religiously, morally, in society, in business, people become corrupt because truth is not there. The Bible gives us a lot of warnings. We would pray that there'd be people who would listen to God's word and accept God's truth and let the truth prevail and not wrong. Well, truth has perished. Truth is very important. You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. God's word is truth. John 17, verse 17. "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Just think about that. If people would listen to the word of God, the truth, and if we will obey it, what will the word of God do? It will change us because we believe it by faith. It will clean up our lives. It will clean up our attitude, our words, our actions toward others. It will clean up society. It will sanctify people if we'll go back to the truth and get away from error. Go back to the truth and get away from the whims and the ideals of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Truth can purify the soul, 1 Peter 1 and verse 22. "Since you have, in obedience to the truth, purified your souls." Only one thing that can purify our souls, the blood of Christ and through the Word of God. Obedience to it, to obey it. Not the things that go on from mankind, but the Word of God. Truth is important because we should walk in it. 3 John verses 3 and 4, he says, "For I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth," that is, how you are walking in truth. "I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in truth." Walking in truth. Truth is important. Truth had perished in Judah among the Israelites. Hopefully it's not going to go completely away today in our land, in our nation. And certainly we hope it won't go away in the church. We need to continue serving God in our community, in our life. So today, I need to be seeking the truth, learning the truth, obeying the truth, and continuing in the truth that comes only from God. It's important that we do that. After all, we don't want to let truth perish. And it will if it's ignored, if it's changed, if it's anything altered in any way, it becomes not the truth. We don't need to let it perish. We need to believe it and obey it. You know what? The truth can set us free. Free from lies and free from error and free from sin. So, how could our nation clean itself up? How could we as individuals clean ourselves up? How can any religious body clean itself up? How can any family or any community or any government clean itself up? Seek the truth. Apply its principles. And live it out so that it's alive again. And you'll see men and women who are truly men and truly women. Who are fathers and glad to be called a dad. Who are mothers and will be glad to be called a mother. Who are brothers and sisters and glad to be called a boy or a girl or a brother or a sister. Who are Christians who are glad to be called Christians. Let us all pray that everyone would turn to God as He would want us to. The truth is important. The truth had perished in Israel, indeed Judah, and they were in trouble. God admonished them, beckoned them, and showed them why they had got away and how they could get back. He does the same thing for me today and for you and for the church and for society and for families and for our nation. Let's be praying, people, that ourselves, our families, our communities, and the church will get on track and stay on track and not let truth perish. Because truth can set us free. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and willing to confess that and be baptized, then we can assist you in that. If you're here this morning and maybe you are a child of God and you have sinned and you need the prayers of the brethren, if that be the case, please come while we stand and while we sing.
When we walk with the Lord.